nose.
I got out of Tooting Beck and walked into Streatham. As I neared the Soundorama studios, I saw a familiar face looking disdainfully around her. She waved when she saw me.
Darling!
I used the term familiar face in the widest sense. Vanity Mycroft's face had been so injected with wrinkle-destroying poisons that I'm sure she had difficulty recognizing herself in the mirror sometimes. Could she be the potential victim? Or was she a potential murderer? Vanity had certainly made quite a few enemies in her time. She'd married most of them. It wouldn't be beyond the realms of possibility that someone would want to kill her. Or indeed, with her temper, that she could be capable of killing someone. I witnessed her stabbing a particularly tiresome fan with a permanent marker a few years back. She grabbed me by the lapels and impaled my cheek with her lips.
Mwah! Mervy, darling! Thank God you're here. I didn't think you were coming today.
Well, they don't really need me here to record my episode, but I decided to come anyway.
I'm so glad, darling. So bloody glad.
I was invited, actually. You didn't send me a letter, did you? Unsigned, posted in central London, not handwritten, just typed?
No, darling, I didn't. Sorry. There's no way I dare use a keyboard with these nails.
Oh, that's a shame. The letter was signed A Friend. I think you're the only person here I could call a friend.
Right back at you, Mervy. What a pair of sad bastards we are. At last, we've got someone sane to talk to. I've been listening to Dick and Dora Dunkley for 20 whole minutes. If I hear one more anecdote about knitting, I will scream! What the bloody hell are they doing here?
I think they're acting as script editors for the guys who organise this.
The Dunkleys are just the creepiest couple in television. And let's not forget that's a field that includes Richard and Judy and the Crankies.
Well, they may be a bit creepy, but my God, they were good writers in their day. Willing and fast. They could be on their third draft when most writers hadn't even worked out their excuses for not writing the first one. I watched Vanity perform her...